Take your Bibles and please turn to John 13. John 13, and we're going to read verses 6 through 17, but we're going to focus mainly on the latter portion, verses 12 through 17. John 13, beginning in verse number 6. It says, "Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." And tonight I'd like to bring a message on the right view of service. The right view of service. First of all, we see the standard of service. In end of verse 12, Christ says, "Know ye what I have done to you?" He says, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." We find the standard for service is the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people may look to other people as their standard. They may say, well, I'm serving better than this person over here. Or look at that person, they aren't doing hardly anything. At least I'm doing something. But yet we find that our standard is the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." And we know that when we compare ourselves among ourselves, we are not wise. As it says in 2 Corinthians 10 and verse number 12, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise." You know, how often do we compare ourselves among ourselves? You know, and if we're doing, as long as we're doing the same as someone else, we're okay. You know, how often do people get their standards from those around them? You know, and as long as, you know, the pastor's children are doing it, then it must be okay. You know, and so what are they doing? Well, they're getting their standards from people instead of from the Word of God. And obviously, pastor's children ought to set the right example, but our standards come from the Lord. And the standard of service is set by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life." He came to give his life a ransom for many. Matthew 20, verse 28. It's important to really grab a hold of the fact that Jesus Christ is the standard for service. No one else is a standard, but Jesus Christ has set the standard. Secondly, I'd like to look at the subjects for service. Who are the subjects of service? Who are the ones that are to be doing this serving? Well, Christ said in verse number 13, "Ye call me Master and Lord." Now, Master there is the idea of teacher. All right, he was their teacher. He was their master. He was the one teaching them. Lord, there is the word for Lord that's normally used for Lord. He's the one with supreme authority. He says, you call me master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. All right, and they treated him as their master. I mean, Christ said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And what did they do? They straightway left their nets and followed him. So the disciples called him master. He was their teacher and Lord. And he said, you're correct in doing so. But then he makes a further point. He says, if I then, your Lord and master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. He says in verse number 16, he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, or truly, truly, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. Now, Peter's reaction, he said, Lord, you know, you're not going to wash my feet. You know, this was the job of the servant, to wash the master's feet. But now you have the master, you have the Lord washing the feet of the disciples. And Christ says, you know, the servant is not greater than his Lord. And Jesus Christ was the Lord. And he is washing their feet. And so as we see, Christ is the standard. What does that say about our service? Well, it says that there is no task that is too lowly for any believer. And really, in reality, if you say a task is too lowly for you, you are saying you are greater than your Lord. Because here the Lord did the menial task of washing feet. And he set the standard. He said, you know what, if I can do this, if this is what I do, and the servant, you're the servant, you're not greater than your Lord, then this is what you ought to be doing. And it really says that every believer ought to be serving in whatever capacity God has called them to serve. You know, it's not just speaking of, say, full-time Christian service, but it's really speaking of a day-to-day attitude, a day-to-day lifestyle of serving. I'd like us to look at a couple of other passages in the New Testament. First of all, I'd like to go to 1 Timothy chapter 5. You know, serving is not just for younger people. If I can put it that way, that could be maybe a broad category there. But serving is not just for younger people. Notice 1 Timothy chapter 5. And for 1 Timothy chapter 5, it says in verse number 5, it says, now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. Notice here the example of the godly widow in the New Testament. Somebody who is continuing in supplications and prayers night and day. You know, a challenge for those of you out there that, you know, maybe you find yourself in the same situation in life. Notice verse 6. It says, but she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Notice what the Bible says about those that would live in pleasure. They're dead while they live. Let's continue on. Verse number 9. It says, let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old. So under 60 years old. Having been the wife of one man. But notice verse number 10 as it relates to the idea of service. Well reported of for good works. If she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. So notice, don't let anyone in unless they're 60 years old. And notice this list of things. This seems like somebody that is busy serving. Busy serving the Lord by serving other people. Not just in their own life, but busily serving others. Notice an example of this in Acts chapter 9. You know, if you are a senior saint here today, you know, notice that 1 Timothy 5, that great challenge for using your life to serve God. Acts chapter 9, here we have an example, the example of Dorcas. Acts 9, verse 36. It says, "Now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is called Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And forasmuch as Lydda was nigh to Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent unto him two men, desiring him that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them." Notice this example of service. Here's this group of people. Well, we don't know how many people it was, but they're standing there weeping. Here was a lady that had served. Here is somebody that had given her life. It says in verse number 36, this woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. You know, how many of us people would stand by weeping when we died, not because maybe they just missed, but us because of our good works, because of what we had done to serve while we were here on this earth. And here was an example of a lady, you know, who didn't just kind of, you know, get within herself and just kind of stay in her own home and not get out. But she got out, she served, she saw the needs that these other ladies had, and she served them, and she provided for their needs. Let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 4. See another verse here on service. As we consider the subjects of service, who are the ones that are to be serving? Well, it's everybody is to be serving. We see that we ought to serve one another. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, "And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins." Notice that. Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. And verse number 9, it says, "Use hospitality one to another without grudging." And so here, hospitality, serving one another, being willing to give, being willing to meet the needs of those around you. The New Testament church was one that served the needs of those that were around them. Romans chapter 12. Now, thankfully, we live in a society in which people have a lot. You know, we aren't, you know, if you traveled the land of Kenya and you saw some of the poverty-stricken places over there, you know, we have been blessed greatly. But it's still, we ought to be people that serve one another. It's so easy, I know myself, it's so easy for us just to kind of get wrapped up in our own life. But Christ wants us to be people that serve others. Romans chapter 12, it says, verse 11, it says, "Not slothful in business," it says, "fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." Then it says in verse number 13, "distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality." You know, does that characterize your life? Given to hospitality, distributing to the necessity of saints. You know, are you standing there thinking, "Oh boy, what about all the needs I have?" Or are you looking up and saying, "Boy, look at all the needs out there. Look at the needs of others. What can I do to serve?" Jesus Christ stooped down and washed the feet of his disciples, the Master, the King. You know, Revelation, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, was willing to stoop down and wash the dusty, dirty feet of his disciples. And we, as believers, ought to be willing to do whatever task God would want us to do. We ought to be looking, what are ways that we can serve? What are ways that we can be a blessing to other believers? You know, imagine in the home life. You know, parents, imagine if all your children served like the example Christ set. Imagine what your home would be like. You know, moms and dads, you know, it takes, you have to be willing to be a servant if you're going to be a parent. You know, if you're a selfish parent, boy, I know myself, it's easy to be selfish. But selfish parents and having children, it's gonna mean you're gonna have a rough home life. And you know what? Christ wants all of us to be servants. But thirdly, we see the standard for servants, for service. We see the subjects of service. Actually, before I leave that, notice what Christ said on the subjects of service. Everybody is one of those subjects. Everybody is one that ought to serve. And what did he? Who are we to serve? Well, it says in verse 14, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. All right, so this is a service that is to be done to one another. Okay, obviously there is serving the Lord. I mean, there's things around the church. There's all these different things, but there's also the aspect of serving other believers and meeting the needs of those around us. But then we see, thirdly, the satisfaction of service. It says in verse number 17, it says, if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. You know, you want to be a happy person. What do you need to start doing? We need to start serving other people. You know, if it seems like every day you have is a hard day, well, it might mean that your focus is too much on yourself. And if you would take your focus and put it on others, you'd begin to receive that joy that Christ has promised. All right, this is not something that might happen. Well, I'm going to try serving today and I'm going to see if how it goes. You know, Christ said, if ye know these things and do them, or if ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. You know, this will bring joy. You know, it takes a walk in the Spirit. It takes a leading of the Holy Spirit in your life. You know, you need to ask the Lord, Lord, show me who I need to serve. And you know what you need to do is keep your eyes open and look around. Begin to see the needs around you. And then when the Lord prompts your heart and says, you know what, that person needs some help. Maybe you're a young person. Lord says, you know what, boy, look at your mom struggling, trying to carry the groceries in. You know, maybe you need to say, hey, mom, can I take the groceries in? You know, or maybe see the garbage can starting to overflow. Instead, your parents had to say, hey, can you take the garbage out? You just see it and you do it. You know, or just multitudes of things of opening your eyes and seeing what needs to be done and allowing the Spirit of God to work through your life. You know, there could be somebody that has a need, a physical need in their life. And the Spirit of God could use you to be a blessing to somebody else. And distributing to the necessity of saints. Last Wednesday night, we were at a church in Ohio. And not that we were in any, you know, great need or anything, but, you know, a man walked up to us after the service and he's like, I don't even know your name. But he handed me a bill and it was a $100 bill. And he's like, here, put this, you know, use this for food or for put gas in your tank. You know, what a blessing. Here's a man just, you know, distributing, being willing to give to other people. And, you know, how ought we to have those eyes of service to see, boy, look at that need. Or here, I could be a blessing to someone else. You know, the American lifestyle is get wrapped up in yourself. But Christ's lifestyle is really to get wrapped up in the lives of others. And how can I be a blessing? And I know it's something I need to grow in. But let's see, the standard is not others, what they're doing. As long as I'm doing more than this person. But the standard is the Lord Jesus Christ. And if your home is lacking joy, all it needs is people that will start serving. And the level of joy will greatly increase. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your word. And Lord, we thank you for the example of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we know that we are not greater than our Lord. Oh Lord, we are so minuscule compared to the greatness of our Savior. And yet He was willing to serve in a very humble task. And Lord, we pray that we would not think that, oh, that task is too small for us. But that you would help us to begin to have the eyes that our Master had in serving others. Lord, may we be led of the Spirit. May we be open to the promptings of your Spirit as you would prompt us to serve, to help others out. And Lord, that you would be honored and glorified. And Lord, we thank you for the joy, for the happiness, Lord, that you have promised for those that would be willing to serve. And Lord, we pray that our homes, we pray that our church would be one that would be characterized by the love of Christ. And Lord, we know that you've said that all men will know that we are your disciples if we have love one towards another like Christ had for us. And Lord, we just pray that you would use this message in our hearts. And Lord, we pray that we would follow your example of service. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.